I have it all figured out. It's an 18-hour trip, which breaks down into 6 shifts of 3 hours each, or alternatively, we could break it down by mileage. There's a map on the visor that I've marked to show the locations where we can change shifts.
Grape?
No, I don't like to eat between meals.
I'll roll down the window. Why don't you tell me the story of your life?
The story of my life?
We've got 18 hours to kill before we hit New York.
The story of my life isn't even going to get us out of Chicago. I mean, nothing's happened to me yet. That's why I'm going to New York.
So something happened to you?
Yes.
Like what?
Like I'm going to journalism school to become a reporter.
So you can write about things that happen to other people.
That's one way to look at it.
Suppose nothing happens to you. Suppose you live there your whole life and nothing happens, you never meet anybody, you never become anything, and finally you die one of those New York deaths that nobody notices for 2 weeks until the smell drifts into the hallway.
Amanda mentioned you had a dark side.
That's what drew to me.
Your dark side?
Sure. Why don't you have a dark side? No, you're probably one of those cheerful people who dots their eyes with little hearts.
I have just as much of a dark side as the next person.
Oh, really? When I buy a new book, I always read the last page first. That way, in case I die before I finish, I know how it ends. That, my friend, is a dark side.
That doesn't mean you're deep or anything. I mean, yes, basically I'm a happy person.
So am I.
And I don't see that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course not. You're too busy being happy. You ever think about death?
Yes.
Sure you do. A fleeting thought that drifts in and out of the transom of your mind. I spend hours. I spend days.
And you think this makes you a better person?
When the shit comes down, I'm gonna be prepared, and you're not. That's all I'm saying.
In the meantime, you're gonna ruin your whole life waiting for it.